There's been a lot of controversy surrounding the possibility of lifting the ban of fracking in the Northern Territory. Fracking involves injecting liquid at high pressure into the earth to force open existing fissures and extract oil or gas. The process has been criticised by environmental groups across Australia and the world, and in the NT, many groups are pushing back against the proposal. Oliver Barron reports.
In the Northern Territory, there has always been a moratorium ban on fracking, though the Territory government must now decide whether to make the ban permanent or lift it altogether. While gas lobbyists have always claimed the safety surrounding the process of fracking, Indigenous groups say a total ban is the only option. Garwa woman and campaigns director for the Seed Indigenous Youth Climate Network, Nicole Hutton, says that fracking poses a massive danger to the greater community, having seen it firsthand in America.
I've been to North Dakota. I've seen shale fracking fields. And we spoke to Candy Mossett, who is an Indigenous woman there, and it's from the reservation where the Buck and Shale fields are. And the stories that she had to say about how people have been sick, people have been dying, people have had unprecedented amounts of cancers, and, you know, the impact that they've had on water there as well, but also social impacts. A lot of drugs come into communities when a lot of money comes in. It was actually one of the scariest places I've ever been, seeing that impact firsthand and what fracking can do. When you talk about the NT, it's a really large area and there are a lot of different communities living really regionally. Having that impact them and having the trucks coming in and out of their community, it's just not okay.
The government has suggested either putting really tough regulations on fracking, such as only assigning them to very tightly prescribed areas, or just overall banning it altogether. I imagine you guys are definitely for the latter.
Yes, we're urging the Michael Gunner government to call for a complete ban on fracking. Something that Mob talked about, we last year had the Aboriginal Fracking Forum. That was basically a bunch of NT communities around the Beetaloo Basin, which is the area where fracking would most likely go ahead if it were to happen, come together. And one of their biggest standpoints that people put forward was that they didn't want any sacrifice zones. Because songlines, we have stories in our country, really is critical to our culture. And it means that if fracking were to happen in one area and impact the water there, it would definitely flow on to another community. And it's just not okay. Communities have been standing together and saying that they do not want tightly prescribed areas. They want an entire ban on fracking.
When it comes to contingencies, if the moratorium ban was lifted and fracking was allowed to be pursued in the Northern Territory, what regulations and contingency plans do you think should be set in place just to make absolutely certain, if it does go ahead, how can it be safest for everyone?
Communities in the NT are currently feeling a lot of anxiety, and communities are really staunchly standing up to fracking. Communities don't want it, and it's actually really sad right now that Chief Minister Michael Gunner and the government aren't listening to Aboriginal communities and their concerns. I'm not sure what is to happen if fracking was to go ahead. There would be grave impacts within communities. There's just too many risks on fracking to accept it at all.
While Nicole Hutton believes banning fracking is the only option, Shah Malloy, the director of the Northern Territory Environment Centre, is more sympathetic about both sides putting pressure on the state government to make a decision, though she agrees the greater community have made their views clear.
When people really consider the amount of jobs and the amount of risk that there is, that it isn't worth it. I can imagine the pressure that the Territory Chief Minister is getting must be massive from the federal government and from the gas lobby, but they're also, you know, getting a huge amount of pressure from the people that live in the Territory, the people that live in these areas where these proposed fracked wells are, the people that live in the areas that are suffering already from mines like MacArthur River Mine that aren't regulated. This is the thing, is that the Territory's regulatory framework is, you know, by far the less stringent in the whole of Australia. And, you know, we need to work on that, and they are working on that. But if you actually talk to the people that are impacted by these mines and potentially impacted by fracking, then there's absolutely no way that they want this to go ahead.
Director of the Environment Centre in the Northern Territory, Shah Malloy, finishing that report by The Wire's Oliver Brown.